What is he playing?
Move that mountain, right? You don't know that one. You know enough of it. Come on, you got this, man. This is the Friday night moment that you know. When troubles fly away like a mountain in the sky, don't just sit around feeling blue. There's no need to cry if it makes you very light. Nothing is impossible.
Face for
week for some folks, and one of the reasons that I encouraged Carrie and Jennifer to come on down, because I know that Kevin and Becky have had some things to deal with in this past week and all, and so hopefully, you know, when God's people walk in, they get together, they just start to smile one another, just mm-hmm. that you can feel that His presence. So let's do that song.
You got there. There will be light on there. You got to be light. Yeah, just play it either one, I guess. Let's see what it is.
It's a little song of encouragement. Encouragement. There will be light.
Lift up my head.
tried this thing a few times. Let's see if we can try it again. We tried it before, we'll try it again.
What's that?
Getting started on a good note for you, little man. Pretty good.
Who said it?
That's all you get.
That's that. More low.
That's all you get.
I got you. It might be E flat, maybe E something.
E something. You don't know your alphabet. Talk to Kevin. He's having a hard time remembering his. There's a lot of numbers and stuff will come through. Help him out.
I'm kind of homesick for a country which I've never been before. No sad goodbyes will there be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. You love that I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand. Shall be eternal, Beulah-land, sweet Beulah-land. Well, I'm looking out across the river, right where my faith shall end in sight. There's just a few more days to labor, then I will take my heavenly flight. Beulah-land, I'm longing for you, and someday on thee I'll stand.
Him, the more I love him, nothing good for me I may not. The longer I know him, the better I can show my good stuff. Now if I try, oh, it gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. Love's richer, deeper, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days. Saved me, good grace he gave me, places of not even my heart. The great joy of knowing with him I go, and even evermore in the new part. Oh, it's sweeter as the days go by. It gets sweeter as the moments fly. His love is richer,
sweeter as the moments fly.
Sweeter, 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 swee
what many times that we've, trust me, when we come and sing for you this morning, it's a joy for us. We believe in what we sing, and I will personally tell you that the most joy that I've had is actually practicing with these guys, because, trust me, these other two need it. You're on tape over here. So, oh yeah, well, their names are Kevin and Terry, then, if I'm on tape. It's not true. But the thing that is, when we could get together, it just seems like everybody kind of stops whatever they've been doing during the week. And we have kind of a break time to go in and just start to practice and singing some of these songs. And it doesn't matter what's going on in your mind, doesn't matter what's going on with your heart. When you start singing songs about the Lord Jesus Christ, it just changes your whole attitude, changes your expression, changes your outlook and your attitude on how things are in your life. So, just want to tell these two guys how much I appreciate singing with them. Let's do the lighthouse.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead a soul. If it wasn't for the light, my ship would sail no more. Now everybody that lives around us says, tear that lighthouse down. The big ships don't sail this way anymore. There's no use of it standing round. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. It was the light from that old lighthouse that stands upon the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse I owe my life to be.
For that, gentlemen, Terry and Jennifer, thank you for coming down. Be careful going up the road. We had a request for a praise song today, so
give Charlie a white book. Give Charlie a white book.
A white book.
One of these. He needs a white book today. We are going to turn to number 17. If you'll stand with me and do the song called the Heart of Worship. Barbara, bring one for her too.
Thank you, Charlie.
And the music plays, all is stripped away, and they simply come.
17.
Something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. All about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Heaven's worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Amen. Sometimes we get distracted, don't we? But we have to remember it's all about Him this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You may have a seat. Please put your hands together for Reverend Charlie Wood.
What a joy to be here today. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Wow.
Jackie, right? Mary?
Amen.
Was that Cindy over there? Brother? What was it, Brent? Or, yeah. Good to have you in God's house today. Now, what church are you from, affiliated with? Throw out a name in here.
Grace Church of Fredericksburg.
Grace Church of Fredericksburg.
Liberty Bible Church in Fiana, Ohio.
Liberty Bible over in Ohio, brother. Greenville. From Greenville? Oh, Greenville, South Carolina. Virginia, well, I know there's one in South Carolina too. I thought maybe it was down there. Greenville. Potomac, right up in Silver Spring. So what I want you to do is these folks here,
I know a lot of times they don't want to be, you know, they don't want to be involved in a church or anything, but you can name out anything you want to like that. I mean, when I say go, I want you to just let me know the name of your church and speak to me. Ready? One, everybody together. One, two, three, go.
Church.
Could you understand that? Now I want you to tell me that the one that you serve, I want you to tell me the one that is your Lord and Savior. I want you to tell me that sweetest name that I've ever heard. Together, we're all going to say that name.
Jesus.
Today, we're here to celebrate His name. It's always, this is something that I've been wanting to do. Many times I've been down here to, I call it the campgrounds. I need to remember, it's the Wilderness Interspiritual Enterprises Incorporated. But in my mind, it's the campgrounds. Because I tell you, have a beautiful, wonderful campground. It's a wonderful place for you to come on the weekends and enjoy. But for me, it's always a joy. I've been down here many times, come with the fellows. We've preached here, we've sung here. And I tell you, Kevin and Becky have just treated us so wonderful when we're down here. I think they treat us better than they do each other. So that's why we come down here, to kind of help them the way their marriage should be. And that's a little bit of humor there, in case you didn't realize that. Oh, yeah, no, I didn't. Everybody got that except for Becky. And to have this opportunity, because you'll notice on your bulletin day that I'm penciled in. And it's always good when you're penciled in, you know, like that. Because, man, they go like, wow, and they even spelled it right. That's the thing that I'm surprised about over there, because uses a Charles or something. But for me to come down today, I'm having the opportunity to come down here and preach for you, share with you. And then I'm leaving, continuing on south to visit my mother. My mother's still alive. She's on the other side of Stanton, Virginia, and I get to go down there, and we'll have a little late lunch together, and just looking forward to spending time with her. So I've always wanted to do this. Usually, I'm here preaching, singing, and running back up north. Brother Matt Lanham, who was called to be here today, and I'll try to do my best Matt Lanham impersonation when I really start preaching here, but, you know, he's a hard shoes to fill. But for me to get this opportunity to come down, see you, share with the love of God, and to be with some of the closest friends that I have in ministry here, it is a joy. Now, if you'll be so kind, turn to your Bibles, and I have no idea what this page number is that Kevin would know, but it's over in the book of Romans in that New Testament. And it's a simple little scripture we're going to read. It's Romans 15th chapter. And I'm going to go down to the fifth verse. Now, let me... What's the page number?
839.
839. Let me leave these over here. I'm going to read for you. And then, since you've not heard me, none of you have heard me preach before, have you? Like that? Well, I mean, for the next 2 or 3 hours, we'll be here. Yeah. Well, I would love to be here for the next 2 or 3 hours, but if you're here in the next 2 or 3 hours, you give me a call up in the mountains where I'll be. Enjoy my lunch. This scripture reads in the fifth verse, "Now may the God of patience, may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded towards one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." What are the keys on this scripture? "And now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded towards one another according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Heavenly Father, we ask now that you simply bless the reading of your word and allow us to open our minds and hearts for just a few moments that we receive that truth. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. All God's people said amen.
Amen.
Amen. I like this scripture. And I'm doing a little research, and when God speaks you and kind of lays upon your mind, your heart on something to share, I read another, in the English Standard Version, this is the, they call it the ESV, this is the English Standard Version. I want you to read the same verse for you. It reads this, "May the God of endurance and encouragement, may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Jesus Christ, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. What does it mean to live in such harmony? Now, when we started today, I just kind of asked the different churches you're involved with. So, you all come from different church backgrounds, different locations. Whether up north or out west, you know, down wherever, you know. But what? You come together to worship His name. Sometimes we as Christians, I believe, that we get a little different spin on this. It doesn't say that we're gonna have the same thoughts every time. It doesn't say that this little term, to live in harmony. Now, you know what harmony is. If you look up Webster's dictionary like that, harmony, the true definition, is the combination of simultaneous musical notes in a chord. I'm doing this for Kevin's benefit. Once again, we're in the practice mode. What happens when you do a chord on the piano, if Terry Lee was still here, he'd be hitting that G, E, D, whatever he's going to do to signify a chord. Three different notes that are played together that brings that wonderful harmony. But remember, they're different notes. As I told you, when I leave here, God willing, I'll safely head down south to visit my mother in about... Oh, I think it's been almost a little over 3 years ago now. I had to say goodbye to my father. Kevin and the fellows were kind enough to sing at that funeral. And that's one of the songs they sang in the greatest ever, that beautiful song, Beulah Land. But whenever I go up there, I have wonderful memories of going and visiting my parents. Because it was a joy for me. My mother's a wonderful cook like that, as I can well attest. You know, I've got the results here. But when I would go visit them, it was very unique for me because just to see how the way that they got along. I got a call from my brother one time, my brother Paul. He says, Chuck, he says, I just went up and saw the parents, and when I got there, they were kind of bickering back and forth. They were kind of arguing, and you know, and my parents were kind of at that age. And I told him, I said, Paul, let me tell you something. If you walk into my parents' household, and my mother would greet you with a, oh, hello, son. It is so nice to have you to come visit with us. And it's been such a wonderful time with your glorious father. If you hear that, you better get on your knees and start to pray because there's something wrong in that household. That's just not the way that they conversed with each other. They were a little bit... If you say it, they were a little bit at each other almost all the time, and it was a relationship that they'd honed for 50 years. But guess what? For them, it worked. It was a sign of love. Now, here in churches, so many times we think we have to all think alike. And I believe that no, this thing when it says to be like-minded, to be in harmony, it simply means that we are working together for the same goal. We may have different styles of music, and I know from each of your churches that, you know, you probably have some folks that have the big screens, they have the praise choruses, you may have hymnals, you may have different modes that you enjoy, you may have a full band up there, everything, and praise God for it. But it'll be different. I know the way even this morning through the worship songs, how people, they kind of respond just a little bit differently. But I'm here to tell you that it's so exciting when we have the opportunity to gather together in one voice to glorify God.
Amen.
And that one voice simply means that we're here to worship in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
I read something. And kind of thrilled my heart because, you know, as a minister in a church that I have up in Northern Virginia, and if you would come to our church in Northern Virginia, and we thank God for the way God has blessed us there. This past Friday night, Kevin sang with us. We had the Wisnets there. We had a wonderful Southern Gospel group. We had pretty much a full house there, and people were just into praising God. But as a minister, you always have these questions in your mind. I wonder if we should change something. I wonder if we should do something different. I wonder if we should change this or change that or change the other like that. And then I read something that just kind of touched my heart, and I want to read it for you. What it is, this writer's description of a New Testament church on the move. Now, he describes it as a body of God's people. Number one, working together. Amen? Amen. Loving one another. Oh, I like that. Being encouraging one for another. Praying for each other. Serving one another. And praising God together. He says that's the definition of a New Testament church. Doesn't matter how the style of the music is. Doesn't matter how your style of worship may be. But the key is you have joined together to lift up and praise His name. Now, I know that coming down today, and as I kind of told you before a little bit about, I encouraged Jennifer and Terry, But I encouraged them to come on down because I knew that Kevin and Becky had been through an experience this week was pretty tough to handle when you say goodbye. You have a memorial service for such a precious little angel. But I knew that without a shadow of a doubt, when they walked in, that at least Becky would smile. Because here's Terry Lee and Jennifer. Oh, yeah. I've always told them when I come to the current campgrounds, the thing that I love hearing most is, where's Terry Lee? Where's Terry Lee? Trust me, I love his playing just as much as you do. Probably even more. But it makes a difference when you've had something go on in your life, when you've been challenged, when you've experienced things that you didn't really plan on having to do and deal with. And all of a sudden, you see a brother and sister in Christ. They don't have to say anything. They don't have to have any preconceived agenda. They just got to show up. You got to smile. And many times they'll say, how are you doing? And that simple question will lighten your burdens. Now, I can do that because I've known Becky before Becky and Kevin were an item. Brenda, I'll tell you, I've earned every one of these beautiful white hairs you see there. That's what you get with that age over there. I've known them for quite a while. But I know still how excited they get when they come into God's house and get excited about what He is doing for His people. Now I know that whether you're, let's see, Potomac, Greenville, and I'm sorry I put you down to South Carolina. You know, there's a wonderful place on Greenville down Virginia. Whether we're, what, here in Fredericksburg, right? And Ohio. What was that?
Ohio.
Ohio. I thought in Ohio. Wow. Wow. It is wonderful that we get people of such diversity come into God's house. And we have the opportunity to be in harmony. That mean the way you sing the note, what it means is you know whom you're singing to. And these hymns that we sang today, and I love it, Kevin. He, in my heart there rings a melody. There rings a melody in heaven's what? In heaven's harmony. That's the way he began the song service today, that we are able to sing praises unto His name. And here's your homework. You ready? That's right. Now, I entrust that since you got up this morning this early, you know God, don't you? Wave at me. You know God. Amen. Amen. You wouldn't have got up here this early, come out here and enjoy unless somebody ran you out of your little camper area over there. I entrust that in your church that you're serving, that you're showing God's love to other people that are around you. And I hope and I pray that you have a relationship with Him that is strong. Amen. 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 Let me tell you what this saying about singing and living in harmony can do. It's something that you can take with you. It's something that you can take home with you. Because when you take it home, it changes lives. It may strengthen a marriage. It may allow you to get through things with family members that just need a bit of encouragement. Taking this harmony and love for God that we talk about, it'll strengthen home. You can take it to work with you. You know, I'm just about, and I still on the weekdays, I still manage condominiums. I'm supposed to be down to a day a week, and that's the longest day, I think, all week long I'm supposed to be working. But anyway, at the end of the year, I'm supposed to be leaving that job, retiring. And the thing that struck me the most is how much I'm going to miss the people that I have worked with. Because trust me, a lot of you folks, and don't believe it, but you'll spend as much time with co-workers as you do with your own spouse. On good terms, that is. Don't laugh over it, Kevin. And it's amazing to me how you'll have co-workers will be so close to you. And what an impact you can have on them if you simply live a life that is in harmony with God's will. Amen? Amen. And I believe that living in harmony with God's will can bring someone into a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. People are going to ask you questions. The things that people have gone through, and even within the sound of my voice in this room, the things that people have to deal with, they are challenging. But only through the love of God am I able to stand here before you and proclaim His name for the things that I have been through. Last week when I was preaching, it had been a kind of a difficult service for us because it was Sunday morning, and on Saturday, we just said goodbye to a good friend of mine. His name is Joe Klein. He sang with us for many years. And Joe was a dear, dear friend. And every Sunday morning we would meet, we'd go to that five-star restaurant up north called Roy Rogers and get us a little breakfast sandwich over there. That's how we began our Sunday mornings. And he and I would share. He served so faithfully in this wonderful country that we live in. He served for 53 years in the CIA. We had to say goodbye. Kevin came up. We sang. We sang hymns. And that Sunday morning service, I could see that people would just, you know, sometimes it's a little difficult. So I said, folks, God's going to see us through. And there was a couple of ladies there, and they were so close to Joe, and I could just see the hurt within their hearts because Joe was one of the kindest men that I know. And I said, ladies, I'm going to give you a little bit of scriptural insight. And they looked at me, though. I said, when lightning hits your she shed, God's still going to be there. And He's still going to help you through. And they started to laugh. They go, oh, I hate that commercial. They started to have different comments and different things like that. I said, you know what? We've all had to deal with things in our lives. And I'm just happy here to sit today to tell you, only through the grace of God am I able to stand in front. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was what?
Lost.
I once was lost. I once was without Him. But now, through His love, I am found. I am found. We sang that as we walked that casket out to the cemetery. And then we got to that good part. It says, when we've been there 10,000 years, whoa, bright shining as the sun. Oh, I just love that part of amazing, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved what?
A wretch like me.
Now, I want to pray. And we've got folks here. And let me get it right again. We've got Ohio. We've got Fredericksburg. We've got Potomac. We've got Greenville. We've got all kind of places represented this morning. But we're in one mind, one spirit, and one accord in his house. Can I get an amen from you four?
Amen.
Good. Somebody wake up Kevin over here. This is about the time he takes his little nap over there, and we get him back in tune with this. But I'm here to tell you one thing. You ought to be appreciative of these folks who come so faithfully on Sunday morning and prepare this service for you. That matter in the numbers. What did Jesus do so many times? So many times when people gathered, he would kind of pull off and just take a few with him. Because he knew where the need was. So if you'd be so kind, I want you to bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house today. And Heavenly Father, you've given us such a warm spirit here. We thank you for each one taking time out of their busy schedules to be here in your house of worship to lift up your name today. We also ask, God, that you will meet needs today. God, something that's been said, some song that's been sung, has simply brought a little bit of encouragement in a heart here today. So we ask now, God, that no matter not knowing what each situation, what each person's life is, and what they're going through, we just ask that you allow us as a group to bear one another's burdens. And God, we most of all thank you for sending a son to die upon a cross for the shedding of that blood. Gives us the gift of eternal life simply by accepting Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Heavenly Father, I entrust that everyone's made that decision today, and God, I thank you for it. And I encourage the folks to just go and take this love, what we felt today, and spread it wherever you send us, God. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said amen,
amen.
And amen. Brother amen. Kevin, come on up here, and I'm not quite sure how you close these, because normally I'm running out that door and cranking up that car and just beating feet up 95 over there. But